Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. So I have a lot of questions. I was going to ask you about your presidential run. We're running out of time. Can we do a lightning round before you
go? Yes, yeah.
All right, so you ran for president. Would you think about doing it again?
Look, I ran for president because of a purpose, not simply the position. I mean, I just think this country, at the time, I think we're much more receptive to this message now, but I was talking about this, the need in this country for us to heal, for us to understand that we have a common purpose, that the lines that divide us are nowhere near as strong as the ties that bind us, and that we have to find a way to heal our politics and our national dialogue. I remember running for a stage and some guy looks at me as I'm about to jump on the stage and goes, "Dude, I want you to punch Donald Trump in the face." And I look at him and I go, "Dude, that's a felony." And I said, "Let me explain to you why love is the more powerful way to defeat him." And I got up and did like I did most of my town halls and explained that we didn't beat Bull Connor because of bringing bigger dogs and bigger fire hoses.
But for you personally, the experience was such that you would repeat that experience if the occasion came again.
I would simply say that
I'm trying to pin you down, sir.
And I'm not letting you in the sense that I'm still in this like painful postpartum period where the thought of going through that again, but I'm never going to say one way or the other in the sense of, I just don't know. I don't know what the future is going to bring and what the moment might be. So I want my country to, in this period of such a divisive, degrading, demeaning politics of the present that we have, to remember that this moment is not a referendum on him, it's a referendum on us. What's the quality of our mercy? What's the level of our love? Can we be a nation in this moment that can really heal and do the difficult work of coming together in a substantive way to overcome?
I'm going to remind the senator this is a lightning round. So the next question, I got one question in. Second question, yes or no, or just pick which. Which was harder for you personally, dropping out of the presidential race in the primaries or losing your bid for mayor of Newark in 2002?
Oh, losing the bid for mayor.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
You don't have to explain because it's the lightning round. In a subsequent interview.
Can I ask people to watch the Oscar nominated movie? Because if you're going to have a spectacular failure, have a documentary team there to capture it. And
Street Fight.
And the Oscar goes to March of the Penguins, Lou Trackhead and Eve Garandeau.
A loss to March of the Penguins.
March of the Penguins, which has special meaning to our listeners for reasons that I won't go into.
well, that's a movie that beat it in the Oscars, but it's still a damn good movie if you want to see a lot of the issues we're still struggling with laid bare in a documentary.
I like you, but I ain't vocal.
I hope you make a change. Whoever get in.
All right. If you keep putting the same people in there, you're not going to see a change. You're going to get the same result.
Yeah, but we've been hearing that for so long.
How old are you, brother?
I'm 41 years old.
Okay, for the last 32 years of your life, you've had the same leadership. Sharp Jays has been in City Hall since 1970. We don't make change. We let people get down there and create dynasties.
Finish the following sentence. When they go low, we
go high.
You still believe that?
There's no choice. There's no choice. Because if we go low, when they go low, then we're tearing the whole thing down. If we go high, we have still a hope for redemption and salvation of our souls.
What are the odds that the Democrats win back the Senate?
50-50.
Ooh, interesting. Who plays you in the movie and you can't pick Michael B. Jordan?
Danny DeVito?
Nice try. Nice try.
Michael B. Jordan is from Newark, New Jersey, though. You understand?
The reason you can't pick him because he played another guest on the podcast.
If you say Brian Stevenson. What a kind of podcast is this, man? you went through all the A-listers. Now you're on the B-listers, for crying out loud.
No, that is not true. Are you friends with Ted Cruz?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Friends.
I believe that it is so important. What did Brene Brown say? It's hard to hate up close, pull people in. I have a really good working relationship. Now I can write a dissertation on my disagreements with him, and I find his style of politics often very difficult, frankly, but I have gotten to know him as a human being. I see his humanity. I see his underlying the underlying fact of, I know his family. I mean, this idea that we have to despise and demonize each other to still work to defeat each other politically is actually, again, our own undoing. The right so demonized Barack Obama that even when they agreed with him, they could no longer work with him. And that did a massive disservice to the right and to our country as a whole.
I remember one time I worked for Senator Schumer on the Judiciary Committee for 4.5 years, and a conservative pundit once wrote, "You have to remember something. Just because Senator Schumer says it doesn't mean it's automatically wrong."
Right? Yeah, yes, yes. And I found out from having real relationships with people on the other side who I can tell you things I've passed. I've passed legislation with Ted Cruz to help places, to help communities recover after natural disasters. So I think I would have sacrificed a lot of my productivity as a first term senator, getting a lot of bills done, if I didn't take the time to get to know my friends on the other side of the aisle and seek within them some kind of common humanity, and that we are indeed still countrymen and women.
Thank you again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday with Ann Milgram and me, and stay tuned every Thursday.